probably, I'd just say, leave me alone or something. I don't know if I'd use any.
I'd probably do it too.
I know some people I've been around to use a lot of rougher language than I have. I've always tried to be careful using rough language.
If something has happened, or if someone has done something and they're, and people are checking to see who did it, and they say, was it you who did it? What would you say?
Well, not guilty, I expect.
That's a legal term.
That's probably a term that would be used.
Uh-huh.
That I would use, probably.
Well, if you were just visiting with him, and
told him,
was it you who did it? Say, no.
Well, I expect when they saying it wasn't I, I'd say it wasn't me.
I think that's what I say.
I think so.
Oh, you know what I'm looking for.
Yes, I know. I think that's what you get. It wasn't me.
I seldom use I in such situations. It's not normal to.
No, me. Sure it isn't. It isn't me either. I'm kind of watching myself because I realize this mistake, but. I think me be you, really.
Sure.
99% of the time.
I'm afraid I'd blush if I said it wasn't I, because it's so artificial.
Yes,
I don't think I've heard it, really, even among the faculty up there.
Yeah.
Maybe if they're in front of a class and
they're
very much aware that they should be the proper thing.
Well, I think it's become to the point where it isn't even noticed. Yeah. Mistake. And I, when it comes to English, I make a lot of mistakes and embarrassingly sometimes.
Well, actually, are they mistakes or is it that?
Well, some of mine are mistakes. I can realize it after I do it. It is a mistake, but some of it I think it's become accepted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one of the things that this study will show. It'll show the various dialects in Oklahoma. And in certain dialects, things are just perfectly all right.
Yes.
But then, if you shift that into something else, why, it might be criticized.
There's one word that always bothered me, shall and will. I've studied that too, and yet I continue to make it.
That was artificial when it was set up.
Yes, it is. Right today, even after studying, I'm never right sure which one to use.
Yeah, I've given up on that one too, and I've even given up trying to teach it. Because when the distinction is learned, to most people it doesn't mean anything.
Yes. I wonder whether it's worthwhile.
I don't believe
it depends on what kind of life work you get into. It can become an embarrassment to you. My wife is quite a good English student, and her sister was exceptional, and they're always correcting. My son, as I told you, he merges the English in the way he can, but he doesn't just for meanness. He knows better. He's always getting corrected by his mother.
I gave a talk to a scholarly group in Tulsa several years ago, and I split an infinitive. I knew what I was doing, and I knew why I was doing it, but one of the school teachers who happened to be present criticized me for splitting the infinitive, and I really enjoyed it, because she had missed the whole point of the talk, that she had picked up this split infinitive, but had I not done it that way, it would have been ambiguous.
Let's see. Well, I know I'm poor. I always was poor in English. I didn't like it from grade school on. I didn't like it, and you've caught me, I expect, 100 times already.
No.
I'm just